will you note now from verses 40 to 45, we see the victory of the willful king, this man of sin, the Antichrist, is temporary. Now, I'm reading verse 40. And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships, and he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over. Now, if you'll notice, it's the time of the end, not the end of time, but the time of the end. And the end here, of course, is the end that Daniel has had in mind all through this section, and that is the last days of the nation Israel. The Lord Jesus labeled it the Great Tribulation period. Now, we're told that at that particular time, the king of the south, evidently a ruler of Egypt, and it's impossible for us today to identify that one. Actually, Egypt has not had a native ruler for years, and as God made it very clear in prophecy, he was going to put over that nation the basis of rulers. And he's done a pretty good job in that connection, by the way. But here's going to arise one in the end time, and he will probably be able to do what Nasser or no other ruler in Egypt has been able to do, unite all of Africa, and he will be coming against Antichrist, now the king of the north. He is, I think, identified here. He takes the place of the Seleucidae dynasty, and we believe that that is the one that comes out of the north, mentioned in Ezekiel 38 and 39, the king of the north, we believe, represents Russia today. And Russia opens the campaign of Armageddon. Armageddon is not just a battle, but an entire war. And at the very beginning, the king of the north is eliminated because God moves in for the judgment of this nation. Now, this, of course, stirs up Antichrist. He has begun to move out of the west as here come two against the glorious land. I'm reading verse 41. He shall enter also into the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab and the chief of the children of Ammon. In other words, the entrance of Russia into Palestine precipitates the great crisis and conflict of the Great Tribulation period. When Antichrist enters Palestine, that's the glorious land, he finds that he's going to have trouble with Edom, Moab, and Ammon, and that is the territory, of course, where the sons of Ishmael are today, the Arabs, and he's going to have trouble with them for a while at least. Verse 42, he shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. Egypt and the king of the south yield to him, you see. And now verse 43, but he shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver and over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his step. You see, he'll have control of the wealth of the world. It won't be in this country, and it's sure been moving out of this country fast, by the way. But the wealth of the world will return back to that area where it was at the beginning. Babylon had control, Egypt had control, and Greece at one time, and then Rome. It's going to return back to that area. He will control the entire money markets of the world at that time. And Libya and Ethiopia surrendered to him. And that means he does have control of Africa. And then verse 44, but tidings out of the east and out of the north trouble him. Therefore he shall go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to make away many. You see, tidings out of the east, and that means the Orient. Now, with its teeming millions, that great army that comes to the Battle of Armageddon begins to move, and it troubles this world ruler. May I say, they're all moving to the final a size. And at that particular time, there's no hope for the world and certainly no hope for God's people except in God himself. Now in verse 45, let me read this. And he shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas in the glorious holy mountain, yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help him. Now the seas here refers to the Mediterranean Sea, and the glorious holy mountain refers to Jerusalem. In other words, Antichrist at this time establishes his headquarters for world conquest between the Mediterranean Sea and Jerusalem. And instead of ruling there, though, he's destroyed by the personal return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are told again and again that only the coming of Christ would be able at that time to save any at all upon the earth, because evil has taken over and only Christ can deliver at that particular time, and he does come to establish his kingdom.